friends, welcome to Studio Classroom. This is the place to come when you want to improve your English. My name is Rebecca. Well, today we have a very, very special lesson called Monkeys. That's right. We have an entire lesson all about monkeys. How much do you know about monkeys? Well, here is a quiz for you. Let's see if you know the correct answer. How many species of monkeys exist? How many species of monkeys exist? I wish I could tell you, but you're just going to have to find out in today's lesson. So let's go talk about monkeys.
Monkeys. How much do you know about these amazing animals? This Lunar New Year, many of the red and gold decorations covering homes and businesses will feature monkeys. The Year of the Monkey is a perfect time to learn about these fascinating creatures. Monkeys play different roles in the folklore of many cultures. In the West, they are considered clever, but silly or troublesome. A series of American children's books features a monkey named Curious George, whose curiosity gets him in trouble.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 feature 这个动词。Feature 是指以某个对象为主题或号召。例如 ,the movie features Matt Damon as a secret agent who lost his memory. 这部电影的主角是麦特·戴蒙，他饰演一位失去记忆的特务。或者是 ,this issue of the magazine features a report on victims of abusive husbands.这期杂志的主题是受丈夫家暴的受害者的报道。接下来我们看的是 folklore 这个不可数名词。folk 是指民间的或民众的，所以 folklore 是指民间传说。例如 ,according to local folklore, the waterfall has a magical power that cures diseases. 根据当地的民间传说，这个瀑布有治疗疾病的神奇力量。或者是The cowherd and weaving maid in Chinese folklore are symbols of true love. 中国民间传说中的牛郎与织女是真爱的象征。
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes?
What a wonderful subject for any lesson, any time of the year, monkeys.Don't you love monkeys, Rebecca?
Monkeys, monkeys, monkeys. Actually, I do love monkeys a lot. I like to see wild monkeys.
Well, we're going to learn about different kinds of monkeys in today's lesson. And there's a reason why we're starting a monkey lesson today. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. How much do you know about these amazing animals?Well, this Lunar New Year, many of the red and gold decorations covering homes and businesses will feature monkeys. Yes, it's the Year of the Monkey.
That's right. And of course, we see the Year of the Monkey is a perfect time to learn about these fascinating creatures. I would definitely agree completely. Now, what is it about monkeys that are really fascinating, Gabe, according to our lesson?
I love that word, fascinating.
Yeah, me too. It's a fascinating word.
It's a fascinating word. It's like the word amazing. They are amazing creatures. Well, one thing we learn here is that monkeys play different roles in the folklore of many cultures. Folklore is the stories that are passed down from one generation to the next.They're just different stories inside of a culture. But I like this phrase here, to play a role of some kind. What does that mean?
Well, typically when I see this word role, I automatically think of a theatrical production or a play.
Drama.
Drama, right. I think about different parts and people acting and playing a different part.
Okay.
And that's kind of what this means here.
Yeah. playing a different part. Okay, yes. So in different stories or different cultures, monkeys play different parts. Maybe in one culture, it's a good part. Maybe in another culture, it's a bad or troublesome character, right? So monkeys play different roles. Another way you could use this phrase is maybe talking about how someone plays an important role. You play an important role in my life.
Exactly. Now, of course, in this lesson, we saw this word folklore. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the difference between a myth, legend, and folklore?
Very good question. I believe Steve and Ken have something they would like to share about that in the Info Cloud.
Then let's go there now.
Everybody loves good stories. Perhaps one reason we find them so enjoyable is because they can be told in so many different ways.
That's right. Like fairy tales, many of us first become familiar with these fantastic stories as children, with their otherworldly characters like witches, elves, and dragons. Cinderella and Snow White are fairy tale classics.
Very similar to fairy tales are folk tales, known collectively as folklore. Often folk tales have main characters that must learn how to deal with some difficulty or life crisis. Superstitions and animals like talking monkeys are common elements in folklore.
Yes. Next are myths, stories that attempt to explain mysteries, cultural traditions, and supernatural events like how the world began. Myths are sometimes sacred, but they're always symbolic.
Finally, we have the legend. Legends are interesting because they're stories that really could have happened in history, but because they're so old, it's impossible to prove that they did happen. The stories of King Arthur and Robin Hood are good examples of English legends.
These four styles of storytelling may sometimes overlap. Indeed, they may even be used interchangeably, but still, each one maintains its own distinct features.
不知道你喜不喜欢听故事？其实自古以来，人类就用口耳相传的方式把好听的故事保存下来。这些故事我们可以分为几种类型。一个是 fairy tale, 童话故事。fairy tale 是讲给小朋友听的。一般的童话故事里头会有超自然人物，像会说话的动物、精灵、仙子、巨人、巫婆等等。另一个种类呢是 folklore,民间故事，它的特点就是里头含有 superstition, 迷信跟很多的动物。第三个种类是 myth, 神话。神话的特色是它利用故事来解释文化的传统或一些超自然的事件，比如说世界是如何产生的。最后呢，还有 legend, 就是传说。这是指在文字还没有发明的时代，人们要对历史记录，但是因为所描述的事件发生在遥远的过去，因此传说通常不可考证。像 Robin Hood 罗宾汉的故事就是一个 legend。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, here in our lesson, we read, in the West, they, of course, referring to monkeys, are considered clever but silly or troublesome.A series of American children's books features a monkey named Curious George, whose curiosity gets him in trouble. And you know, it's funny that our lesson would talk about Curious George, because actually, as a kid, my mom used to call me Curious George.
Is that because you looked like a monkey?
Gabe, what kind of question is that?
Why would she call you Curious George? George is a monkey.
Let me explain.Because I was a very curious child. I was interested in everything, so many different things, and I just wanted to find out what was going to happen. That's
Rebecca,
what Curious George did.
You haven't changed a bit. You still are a very curious person. But let me tell you, curiosity killed the cat.
Wait, hold on. Curiosity killed the cat? Mm-hmm. What cat died?
No, that's a... That's a saying. Curiosity killed the cat. Because cats, like Curious George, are very curious creatures. You know what a curious kitten looks like, right? He's always walking around trying to find out what's going on. And sometimes that gets kitties, gets them into trouble.
I see, right. So this is actually a very important and useful phrase that you all can use. And it just means that if you're too curious about someone else's business or something that you really don't need to be curious about, it could get you in trouble.
That's right. So when would you use this phrase? As a warning to somebody who might be too curious. Remember, curiosity killed the cat. Well, friends, we're learning about Curious George here, but we have a lot more to learn about different kinds of monkeys right after this. So, stay tuned! Welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends. I just thought of a little riddle for you, Rebecca.
Oh, I love riddles. I'm ready.
What kind of key opens a banana?
Let me think. Oh, I know. A monkey.
You're right.
I am right. Okay. Well, I've got a riddle, too.
Oh, you do?
Yes. So speaking of Curious George...
We weren't speaking of Curious George.
Well, I mean, we learned about Curious George
earlier,
mm-hmm. talking about monkeys and Curious George. Mm-hmm. What do you call an angry monkey?
Angry monkey?
Yeah. Do you give up?
Angry monkey.
Yeah. Do you give up?
Yeah. What's the answer?
Furious George!
Furious George,
isn't that
yes.
Funny?
Furious is like angry. Mm-hmm. Hey, oh, I have one.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're joking around about monkeys.
Right.
What do monkeys do for fun?
I don't know. What kind
they
of joke?
They joke around about people.
Oh, that's a good one. I bet Curious George did that.
I bet he did.
Yeah, but no, seriously, though. Huh? I think we should learn more about monkeys.
Oh.
Like, seriously, really.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Monkeys. There are around 200 species of monkeys of various sizes. Pygmy marmosets are small enough for an adult to hold in one hand, while mandrills can stand almost a meter high. Monkeys are divided into two categories: New World monkeys, which live in the Americas, and Old World monkeys, which live in Africa and Asia. Old World and New World monkeys differ in characteristics, such as the size and shape of their nostrils. Some Old World monkeys have cheek pouches in which they store food. New World monkeys don't have cheek pouches, but some have prehensile tails that they use to grab tree branches or manipulate objects.
OK, 继续我们看的是 nostril 这个名词 ,NOS 这个字根有鼻子的意思，所以 nostril 是指鼻孔。例如 ,the boy accidentally stuck a bean in his nostril, 这个男孩不小心把一颗豆子塞进了他的鼻孔里。或者是 ,when her mom scolded her, the little girl's nostrils began to quiver and she started to cry. 当这个小女孩的妈妈责备她的时候，她的鼻翼开始颤抖，然后就哭了。所以我们看的是 manipulate 这个动词 ,man 这个字根是指手，所以 manipulate 是指操作或者是巧妙的控制。例如 ,the doctor manipulates the robot's arm with excellent precision, 这位医生极精准地控制机器人的手臂。manipulate 也指操纵或玩弄，例如 ,Deborah knows how to manipulate the people around her to get what she wants,Deborah 知道如何操控身边的人来得到他想要的东西。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Now, we read here that there are around 200 species of monkeys of various sizes, and I'm really excited about this next sentence because we finally get to show off the cover of our magazine, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is a marmoset monkey. Isn't he cute?
Ooh, he's so cute. Actually, he is adorable. Uh-huh. And I like what our lesson says, that these marmosets are small enough for an adult to hold in one hand. One hand.
One hand, exactly. So, as you can see on the cover of your magazine, he's on a stick. You don't know how big this stick is, but really, that's a small stick because this is a tiny monkey that you can hold in your hand.
Ooh, so cute.
Well, that's just one kind of monkey.
Right.
That's a tiny monkey. We've got mandrills that can stand almost a meter high. And we continue. Monkeys are divided into two categories, New World monkeys and Old World monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do they differ, Rebecca?
Well, it says Old World and New World monkeys differ in characteristics, such as the size and shape of their nostrils. Well, before we continue with this lesson, let's take a look at this word to differ in, I guess, a couple of words here. If something is different, then that means that there are some things that are not quite similar.
Well, right. So differ is a verb, okay, that implies that things will be different. For example, you remember Christina and Serena from Twin Time last year, right? Well, they're similar in many ways, but they also differ in many ways, too.
Exactly. Or we could even use this word to talk about ice cream brands. You could say, this ice cream brand is good, and this one is good, too, but they differ in the taste.
Well, I really want to talk about something here in
the last sentence
of today's lesson.
Yeah.
Prehensile tails. Okay, so New World monkeys have prehensile tails.
What's that?
And so if you see a monkey with a really long tail like this that can use its tail to latch onto a branch, that's kind of a unique monkey right there.
It definitely is. Well, right now, it's time for us to review today's lesson with a
Review skit!
That's great. But seriously, let's go to that review skit.
Okay.
Gongxi fa zai! Happy New Year!
Yeah! Happy New Year!
I like Chinese New Year, especially the gold and red decorations.
Yeah! Especially the decorations that feature monkeys.
Well, you'll see a lot of those this year. This year is the year of the monkey.
Hooray! Monkeys are great!
Yes, they are fascinating creatures. Hey, let's talk about monkeys.
Yeah, Chinese New Year is the perfect time.
So, who's your favorite monkey?
My favorite monkey is me, Ginger!
Why am I not surprised? Well, Ginger is fun, and so is Curious George.
Oh, yeah! His curiosity always gets him in trouble!
Sounds like another monkey I know, Ginger.
Oh, very funny!
Well, there are about 200 species of monkeys in various sizes.
Yeah, small, medium, and large.
Monkeys are divided into two categories.
Girl monkeys and boy monkeys.
Well, yeah, but what I meant was there are Old World monkeys and New World monkeys.
Ooh, what kind of monkey am I?
Well, let me see the size and shape of your nostrils.
Hey, stop that!
And let me take a look at your cheeks. Do they have pouches?
Hey, stop it!
Oh, do you have a tail? Can you manipulate it?
Hey, stop that!
Aha! Now I know what kind of monkey you are.
Really? What kind of monkey?
A naughty one.
Ha ha! Very funny. Ha ha!
Friends, now it is time to play a game. This game is called Word Story. Not very clever, is it?
No, not really, but that's what the game is.
Yes, the story will consist of words from today's lesson. And playing with us are special guests all the way from...
Nanshan High School.
Yeah, are you guys happy to be here?
Yes.
And they look so excited.
Yes, well, you're going to be sharing a story with words that are in my special hat. Rebecca, please find the words in the hat.
Oh, right here. Oh, no.
No, not that hat. This hat.
Oh.
All right. Everyone, please pick a word. And we're going to share a story with these words. I'll take this one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll take this one.
And, yes. And we'll start over here with you, Eric. Please share your word and then share the sentence that is part of the story.
Okay. Troublesome. The student Wilson thinks that his math homework is very troublesome.
What will he do? Yes, Rita?
Decoration. So he goes home and puts some decorations in his room.
Okay.
That's a good thing to do.
And fascinating.
Okay, fascinating.
And he thinks his decorations are fascinating.
Very nice. All right. So he's gone from his school back home to decorate with some fascinating things and curious. My word is curious. His mother was very curious about all of the noise. And so she opened the door to his room.
And my word is nostril. And of course, he was kind of hungry, so he started picking his nostrils.
Both of them?
Both of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Continue the story, please.
Food.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But he really wants to eat the real food.
Ah, yes. Not food from his nostrils.
I don't blame him. Yeah. Yes.
Monkey. Suddenly, a monkey brought some bananas to his house.
Oh, what a nice monkey.
Clever. The monkey is clever, and he helped Wilson to finish his math homework.
No way! That's great! That's a great end to the story!
What a nice monkey.
Nice monkey, and I'm sure the mom was also very happy that he was able to finish his math homework.
I think so. Well, friends, that's all the time that we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye!
Bye-bye.
Great job,
great
you guys.
Great job! Here. What a great...